Today's scripture reading comes from John 16:33. I have told you these things so that in me you may have peace. In this world you will have trouble, but take heart, I have overcome the world. This is the word of God.
Pastors here for both children and teens ministry at BCAC. It's a great pleasure to be here. I just wanted to thank everyone, those of you who have been praying for me and my wife, who recently gave birth to our son, Abe, is now 1 month and 2 days old. He's actually here today. It's his very first visit to church ever since he's born. So I'm sure he's excited to be here, and I'm excited that he's here with us today. So if you want to welcome him, please do so after the service. I would like to also thank Pastor Norman for the honor of being able to preach to BCAC community this morning. It's always an honor and privilege for me to share the word of God. And now I am mindful of many of you who are joining the service online right now through Zoom. Just hope and pray that the Holy Spirit will unite us as we listen to the message that God has for us, and that God will speak to each and every single one of us, whether we're here in church or online. So let's commit this time to the Lord. Why don't we open up with our prayer? Let's pray. Dear Heavenly Father, we just thank you so much for this day. We thank you that whether we're here on site or online, we're here to worship you, to hear your message and glorify you. So this time, Lord, I just simply ask that you would be with us, that you would open up our hearts before you to be humble so that we can receive your word. Give us listening ears to understand, and give us strength to live out the words that we hear today. So in Jesus' name we pray, amen. Now, it's been a very challenging and difficult time for myself and my wife, especially with the newborn baby. We have not been eating as much we used to before, and we haven't been sleeping as much as before, especially with the newborn baby, right? We probably haven't been able to sleep more than 2 to 3 hours almost every day since the day our baby was born. And it's funny because I've always considered myself as a sleepless person, where I used to offend my friends by saying, sleeping more than 5 hours is, you know, for weak people. and I would always say that sleeping is unnecessary, which is totally nonsense. But I couldn't help myself wanting to sleep more and more than ever in my entire life. So I learned that parenting is so much tougher and challenging than I expected and thought. I heard from many people who went through parenthood is that what I'm going through is completely normal. Nothing extraordinary. Because some people actually go through some extreme cases, right? And I was surprised by that. And so I just can't admire all the parents in the world enough. And not to mention, of course, there is overwhelming joy and happiness that our son brings to us. But my wife and I, we have been just praying more than usual for many different reasons, just asking God for his guidance and for his wisdom, because we've been just having this so many different things in our lives that we had to deal with at the same time looking at their baby. And so one day, a couple of weeks ago, I was just, you know, taking my time off from everything. I was literally staring at a wall for probably, I spent 50 minutes or so. And so as I was, you know, just staring at the wall, I realized at one point that all of our lives are difficult, and that there are so many things that are happening unexpectedly in this world. Life is full of unpredictable things, as someone says. Especially during this period where we're going through a global pandemic. And so as I was just praying and meditating about what I should speak on for today, God gave me this verse as I was reading the book of John. And this is the verse that I'd like to share with you today. It comes from the the book of John, chapter 16, verse 33. It's the last verse of chapter 16. Why don't we all read it one more time in one voice, on the count of three. One. Sorry? Okay, one, two, three. I have told you these things so that in me you may have peace. In this world you will have trouble, but take heart, I have overcome the world. Amen. Now, when I read the Bible, I like to look at different meanings of words that appear in a passage that I read. And the word that caught my eyes as I was reading this verse was the word trouble. So if we go to the English Standard Version, the word trouble is translated as tribulation. And if we go to New Living Translation, the word trouble is translated as trials and sorrows. Now, what I like to do even more when I read the Bible is that not only do I look up different meanings of words in a passage, but I also like to read the passage in different versions of the Bible, just because a lot of times it helps me to have a broader perspective and helps me to understand what the scripture is really saying. So can we just read two different versions of this verse? Okay, so we're going to read two different versions of this verse, and let's read in the NIRB version first. Okay. Can you actually help me out with this slide, please? Okay, do we have it? Awesome. Let's all read it together. I've told you all these so that trusting me, you'll be unshakable and assured, deeply at peace. In this godless world, you continue to experience difficulties, but take heart, I've conquered the world. This is the NIRB version. Okay. I'm going to read NIRB version once again. It says, I've told you these things so that you can have peace. Because of me, in this world, you will have trouble. But cheer up, I have won the battle over the world. Lastly, I would like for us to read the translation in the Message Bible. And it goes like this. I've told you all these so that trusting me, you'll be unshakable and assured, deeply at peace. In this godless world, you will continue to experience difficulties, but take heart, I've conquered the world. Amen. Can everyone say amen? Amen. What a wonderful word by Jesus. How comforting this verse is to us. And yet, this is the verse that came to my heart to preach. And this is the verse that's trying to tell us to remember very important three things that we have to remember, which Jesus said to us. And I would like to share these three points with you today. So let's jump right on to it. Good. The first point that I would like to share with you is that there is peace in Jesus Christ. Just as it is written in the scripture today, I've told you these things so that in me you may have peace. And I just cannot minimize, it's in Jesus that we have peace. It's not in us. It's not in the dream job that we want to eagerly get into. It's not in bank account. It's not in $1 million worth house. It's not in some sort of a hidden treasure box. It's in Jesus Christ that we have peace. See, Jesus here in the passage is instructing his disciples about things concerning his departure from this world. He's about to leave this world. He's going back to where he came from. So in John chapter 14 and through John chapter 16, he talks about his death. He talks about his resurrection. He talks about the relationship between God, and he talks about how he's going back to the Father. And he lets the disciples know that there are bad things coming. But what he says is that take heart, cheer up, because I have overcome the world. That's what Jesus is saying here. Now, the interesting thing is this. The disciples had peace. At some level of peace, at least. But the world constantly puts hostile pressures on each of them. And just like the disciples here and back in Jesus' time, we have peace too, right? We have some degree of peace that we generate within ourselves. But there's pressure that comes from all over the place in this world. The world system, the enemies of God, people who are against Christ. And so Jesus' words here are intended to sustain the disciple. You know, I believe that believers have dual existence. We're in Christ, but at the same time, we're in the world. But we have union with Jesus Christ because of his blood. So here in the hours before Jesus had the trial, hours before he was beaten, hours before he was crucified, Jesus shared with his disciples. He gathered them together to teach them some final lessons, the great truth, the word of final encouragement to help them to get through the difficult times and things that they were ahead of them. And Jesus shifted his focus from the storm to what was coming, which is his peace. He shifted their thinking from, I'm leaving, but I will send a helper. That will be the Holy Spirit, someone that'll come alongside, that will be within you, that there is another coming. I have told you these things so that in me you may have peace. In this world you will have trouble, but take heart, I have overcome the world. Notice this is the last thing that Jesus says to his disciples. These are his twofold promises. And that is, you will have trouble, whether the disciples like it or not. It was a promise. It's a promise. It's not you might. It's not you could. It's not maybe you will, but unfortunately, no. Jesus says, you will have. It is unavoidable and certain. You will have troubles, tribulations, struggles, and all the hardships. However, the second promise is that he overcomes the world. I have overcome the world. In other words, what it means is that even in the times of trials and tribulations, it's going to be okay. You're going to be okay. We're all going to be okay because we have Jesus and Jesus has us. And this is what we experience as believers in our lives. Jesus promised a peace that coexists with tribulations and disturbance. In the midst of your trials and tribulations, know that you can still have peace. When Jesus is in your boat, no matter what's happening with your boat, whether that's shaking, spinning, blowing, but know that at any time, Jesus could stand up and say, peace. Be still. No matter how big or the bad storm is, Jesus can say, peace, be still, and it can be finished. It is done. And that's what we should be praying and how we should pray when we have trouble in this world. Now, the question is, how do we have peace in him? How do we experience peace in Jesus? The answer to that question is written in John chapter 15, verse 5 to 7. I will read it for you. I'm the vine, you are the branches. If you remain in me, and I in you, you'll bear much fruit. Apart from me, you can do nothing. If you do not remain in me, you're like a branch that is thrown away and withers. Such branches are picked up, thrown into the fire and burned. If you remain in me, and my words remain in you, ask whatever you wish, and it'll be done for you. Amen. He's the vine, and we are the branches. So we have to make sure that we abide in him, remain in him, be in his presence. For apart from him, we can do nothing. John 14, 27, it says this, peace I leave with you, my peace I give you. I do not give to you as the world gives. Do not let your hearts be troubled and do not be afraid. Amen. We should not be afraid because of what's happening in our lives right now. We shouldn't be afraid because of the pandemic. We shouldn't be afraid because Jesus has overcome the world already. Jesus revealed all these things to his disciples, not to fill them with fear, but so that they might have peace in him. The peace is ours as we remain in him, participating in his life. The words, "in me," is the key here. We have to be in Jesus Christ. It's in him we have peace. Second point that I like to share with you comes from the second part of John 16:33. There is trouble in the world, as it says in today's scripture. In this world, you will have trouble. John 16:33b. In this world, there is test. In this world, there is trial. In this world, there is hardship. Things are not going to go your way. Things are not going to turn out the way you plan. Things are not going to turn out the way you expected. And I find that as a good thing, because we just don't learn if things always go our way. But when there is some tribulation, persecution, with some trials, we learn when we grow up. Isn't that true? Of course, I personally wish that there was no trouble in this world at all. You could say that it's a terrible or cruel promise by Jesus, right? Especially if you're going through a hard time. If you're experiencing difficult times, it's hardly comforting. And I understand. But that doesn't mean that God has abandoned us. That doesn't mean that God has given up on us. It means that our tribulations have not caught him unaware, or that he has escaped his attention. It's in experience of this promise that we are driven toward the second one. 2,000 years after Jesus Christ resurrected and went back to heaven, sitting down at the right hand of God in glory, there is still trouble in this world. Why? Even though Jesus has overcome the world and there is still trouble in this world, what does Jesus say about that? Again, here, take heart, I have overcome the world. Take heart. Cheer up. He has won the battle for you, battle for me, battle for all of us. So cheer up. Sadly, I've seen a lot of people around me falling apart from God. They have lost their hopes and faith in God, and it's heartbreaking to see them falling off from God. And the reason behind it is they go all sorts of different struggles that they experience in their lives. And it's really disappointing sometimes. But whether that's from a relationship problem that they had, whether that's a financial problem, whether that was health-related issue, thinking back now, they should have peace. Why couldn't I tell them to have peace? It makes me sad. I'm sure there are people in this room who's going through something like that too right now. But what I want to emphasize right now is that when the trouble comes to your life, find the peace that surpasses all understanding. When trouble comes, put your eyes fixed up on Jesus and look to God. And know that he will be with you to strengthen you, to guide you, and to direct you. See, in each life, we will face trouble, outward tribulation that will come at us, and we'll experience these things that we don't want to face. But take heart, I have overcome the world. I have overcome the world. To overcome is to defeat. To overcome is successfully deal with something. To overcome is affect someone very strongly. So in 1 John chapter 4, verse 4, it says this, "You, dear children, are from God and have overcome them, because the one who is in you is greater than the one who is in the world." Amen. What is this verse saying to us? It's saying that the one who is in you, which is Jesus, already overcame the world. Isn't that amazing? And so, brothers and sisters, please, please, I encourage all of you to be encouraged and find peace in Jesus. Because at the end, what could be the worst scenario? What could be our bottom line fear in this world? Could it be losing your life? Or maybe is it losing your job? Is it losing your money? Is it losing your health? Could it be losing your loved ones? You know, inevitably, you'll lose all of these things. Do you know why? Because everything that's on earth will perish. We often live under the illusion that we will live forever. We sometimes feel like and think like we're going to live forever. Isn't that us? But the truth is, the reality is that we will die one day. We will all die one day. But the good news is that Jesus Christ, his suffering, death, resurrection, has overcome the world. Even death, it is finished. So for believers, for us, the ending is not a sad ending, but rather it's a happy ending. You have him who matters the most, and that's Jesus Christ. Take heart from the Greek word. It's called phariseo. I don't know if I pronounced that 100% correctly, but I found this word very interesting while I was doing the word study on Greek. And the reason is because it almost sounds the same as follow or obey in Korean. It means be encouraged, right? Or be good cheer, be a good cheer. Isn't that interesting? No? I was like, wow, I'm never going to forget this. Maybe because I'm Korean. But the point that I'm trying to make here is that let's follow and obey what Jesus has said to us. Take heart. Be encouraged. Can we do that? Can we actually turn to the neighbor sitting next to you and say, be encouraged? Be encouraged. Thank you. God can help us overcome any trouble, even if we are in the darkest place, because he is with us. We find the promise of God's protective presence in Psalm 23 and Psalm 91. Even though I walk through the valley of shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for you are with me. Your rod, your staff, they comfort me. No matter how dark it may seem in your life, know that God is with us. He didn't say that he's going to keep us from the valley, but as we are going through the valley, he will be there with us. Psalm 91, verse 15, he will call on me and I will answer him. I'll be with him in trouble. I will deliver him and honor him. Let me read you another scripture that comes from the book of Philippians chapter 4, it's verse 7. And the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. Now, we should not be afraid of anything because he is with us. He is with us in trouble, and we have peace that surpasses all understanding. So know, acknowledge, and remember that he is with us. The third and final point that I like to share with you is that there is victory in Jesus Christ, which comes from the last part of verse 33, chapter 16 of John. But take heart, I have overcome the world. Jesus closes John 16 with the strangest shout of victory, even at the moment when he seems defeated. And so we ask ourselves, how can there be peace in the midst of trouble? How could there be winning and losing? How could there be peace in trouble? Well, Jesus says it's possible. He says, I've done the work. I've done the task. Just reside in me, remain in me, abide in me, be in my presence, because if you believe in me, you will have peace. I came from the Father that's incarnation into this world that's on mission, and I'm going back because I have accomplished my mission. I'm doing it for you that you can't do yourself. No matter what happens, no matter what we're going to face, take heart, cheer up, for Jesus has overcome the world. Overcome means a fight. And sometimes we have to fight in our lives. We fight for jobs, we fight for reputation, we fight for money, we have to fight for the things that we don't want to face. We fight for disease these days. And likewise, Jesus, here, he fought. He was in a fight too, right? He overcame the fight with Satan. Jesus overcame the temptations in the wilderness. Jesus overcame the cross. He overcame death. He has defeated all of them. And he has brought us victory. And in victory, that victory, we can have peace. As children of God, we must claim our spiritual position in Jesus and believe in Jesus for victory. No matter how bad it may seem, know that Jesus is in control. 1 John chapter 5, verse 4 to 5, it says, "For everyone born of God overcomes the world. This is the victory that has overcome the world. Even our faith. Who is it that overcomes the world? Only the one who believes that Jesus is the Son of God. Only the one who believes that Jesus is the Son of God." Now, do you believe that Jesus is the Son of God? Do you believe that he's the Messiah? Do you believe that he died for our sins and was resurrected? Do you believe that? Then you can be overcomers too, because Jesus has overcome the world for us. The world always wants to overcome us, even right now. Even right now. We're going through a global pandemic. All of us in this room have experienced in some type of trouble. Thankfully, everything's going back to normal slowly, right? But some of us here lost jobs. Some of us here lost hours. Some of us couldn't go to school and couldn't graduate on time. Some of us lost relationships, right? How depressing is that? But take heart, because God is in control, and he is always with us. Many times we're broken down. We feel like we can't move forward. And sometimes we just can't see our way out. Have you ever felt like that before in your life? Where you find yourself completely lost, discouraged, frustrated, sad, anxious, and scared. See, that's when you gotta look to Jesus and ask him to give us peace that surpasses all understanding. We must trust in his words to have victory and be overcomers. For everyone born of God overcomes the world. This is the victory that has overcome the world. We have assurance of victory that provides hope and peace in difficult times. In Jesus, we can walk through life's toughest times and know peace and his victory. Jesus Christ is victory, and if Jesus lives in you, then you have victory, even if it doesn't look like it. So let's have that peace that's found only in Jesus' victory. Let's pray. Dear God, we just thank you for your peace, that your peace transcends all understanding and is available for us right now, right here, that even in the midst of troubles, you give us peace. We sometimes allow ourselves with anxiety and worry that we face in our lives because we are so short-sighted as humans. But Lord, even in the midst of persecution and tribulations, Help us to remember that you are in control and that you are with us. Lord, as we choose to put our trust in you to receive your true peace, would you be amongst us? Would you be that peace that surpasses all understanding, guarding our hearts and our minds today? Give us victory in every day of life, of our lives. In Jesus' name we pray, amen.
Sure.